morning, America. Good morning, my friends. We are back to the Daily Answer. I want to talk about an expression in the book of 1 John that's really always intrigued me over much of my Christian life. It's found in chapter 4, verse 17. By this love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. What I want to look at is that expression that perfect love casts out fear. What does that mean? So let's walk through it a little bit here, see what we can unpack. In this letter of 1 John, the Holy Spirit's already given us a very good definition of what perfect, or I think it would be appropriate to say mature or complete love, looks like or includes. Chapter 2, verse 5, it obeys the commands of God. That's a mature love. It does not love the world or its values. Chapter 2, verse 15. It serves and sacrifices for our brothers and sisters in Christ, chapter 3, verse 16. It does not ignore the needs of our fellow Christians. If someone's in need, we help out, chapter 3, verse 17. It's more than just talk. It is a love of deeds and truth, or a love that conforms to God's truth, chapter 3 and in verse 18. It does include confidence in our relationships or relationship with God because we're following him. And I think you see that in verse 17 that we just read of chapter 4. There is a confidence in that relationship because we're living as we should. Also, it's been made very clear in this letter that the person who hates their brother does not have such love. Chapter 4, verse 20. Now, perfect love is not some feeling or attitude which says, seeing that I have such warm feelings for God, I can treat others any way I want, okay? Perfect love here is not some warm feeling. It's just not some emotion. And it could be that the Holy Spirit is equally hitting the false doctrine of Gnosticism here, which had this idea that you could live any way you wanted and still be a loving or spiritual person. No, you hate your brother, you're not a loving or spiritual person. You're rebelling against the commands of God. You do not have mature love. You don't even have real love, okay? So this love is mature, it's complete, it includes obeying God and loving others as we should. It keeps the two great commandments and all the commands that fit into that equation. But that brings up the next question. What fear does perfect love remove? And at this point, I think we need to consider the rest of the Bible as we always should. And thus, this verse is not saying that the Christian who is concerned or worried about a situation is lacking that love, because Paul was concerned about churches and Christians and feared for the spiritual safety of others, like the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11:3. In fact, he says, I fear that like Satan tempted Eve, Satan's tempting you and is being successful. The Galatians, Galatians 2:2 and 4:11, same thing. He feared for them. He was afraid of how the course they were taking, that it didn't look like a good course. So, and I don't know if I can think of a better example of someone that had mature love, perfect love. Paul had that. And yet he had fears about brethren that were straying. He had concern for all the churches over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So this complete love does not prevent fears from entering your head. For there are things that you need to take seriously. Neither is the verse saying that you should never be concerned about your own salvation. For Paul took his own salvation seriously. He buffeted his body to make sure that he was not disqualified 1 Corinthians 9:27. And basically, he told others to do the same. He told the Corinthians, hey, take heed lest you fall, my friend. 1 Corinthians 10:12. And also, examine yourselves. Practice self-examination. Make sure that you are still on the same page with God, that you're still in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. All right. Now, that's hopeful because if we can test ourselves to see if we're in the faith, then we can see if there's any inconsistency between what the faith teaches and the life that we're living. That we can see that. We can see that disconnect. Another thought is that obviously a mature love still has an incredible fear or respect for God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, we are told to serve God with reverence and awe, or reverence and godly fear. And that's true no matter how long you've been a Christian. As I look at this, it seems to me that the verse previous to 1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out fear, gives us a clue when it says, by this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, as Jesus is, so also are we in this world. And from that, I see John saying a couple of things. Loving God and others helps remove any anxiety concerning our eternal state. Loving God will also move us to repent if we need to do that. And this letter's talked about that. If we sin, then to be quick about owning up to it and confessing it. And that's also hopeful that we can actually see our sins. 1 John 1:8 through 10. This letter also says, this letter is written so you cannot sin or avoid sin, chapter 2, verse 10. And I want you to resist the lure and the pull of the world and the things of the world, chapter 2, 15 through 17. A mature love enables me to live as God wants me to live in this world and, at the end of chapter 1, to remain unspotted, not to be spotted by the world. Those with such love know where they stand. You know, I'm keeping the commands of God. When I've sinned, I've owned up to that. I've confessed it. I've been following God, and I'm not loving the world, and I'm loving my brethren as I should. That is, I'm living as Jesus wants me to live. I'm an apprenticeship of Jesus. I'm following in the footsteps of Jesus. Obviously, that's going to remove a lot of your anxieties. In addition to that, such people know what to do with their fears of lesser things. That is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. If I'm following God and I'm listening to God, then I already know God has said, Mark, whatever anxieties or concerns you have, and it could be about your health, it could be about finances, could be about your kids or the state of the nation or your job, right? Bring them to the throne of grace and let me have them. Pray to me about them. And so there's another aspect that the person with a mature love knows what to do with all the anxious thoughts that come into their head. The person with mature love is not living a double life. They are treating their brethren as they should. They're not being horrible to loved ones behind closed doors, and they are not stubbornly and insisting on holding on to all their worries. I do believe that people like that, people that give all their concerns to God, people that are seeking to live a consistent godly life, people that are owning up to their sins and confessing them as they commit them, people that are seeking to treat people right and be the same in public as they are in private, okay? Being honest about their temptations. I do believe that people that live like that are not ruled or dominated by fear. Those are my thoughts. Until next time, we will see you in the Funny Papers.